Mr. Tumnus, come in.
Oh, yes, hello. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful to have you. Oh, yes. Yes. I love being a Paramount executive. they tell me you've got quite a story for me, and I'd love to hear it.
Yes, well, I've written a script, and I'm willing here today to negotiate the buying of the rights to my life story. I'm here to give you first right of refusal to option my life.
Sure, absolutely. We love, I mean, that type of sort of slice of life stuff is very popular.
Yes.
Right now, biopics. If
yes.
You've got sort of a product behind you, that's even better.
Yes. Actually, we were thinking about being sponsored by Liquid Death. For the movie, if we can work them into it.
I forgot. Yeah. Because you are a co-founder.
Yes, I'm one of the four co-founders of Liquid Death.
Right.
I'm sober now, which is kind of what I wanted to talk about.
Sure.
In my pitch.
Absolutely. Let's hear.
Okay. So we open. There's text on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a black screen. The text is written in sort of a fantasy script. And it's like, you all think you know the Chronicles of Narnia.
Uh-huh.
But you haven't heard the real story.
Okay.
Right?
Wow. And then maybe a record scratch.
Yeah. And then I go,
yep.
Bet you're wondering how I got here.
Sure.
Right?
But are you on screen? It's still...
No, it's still like completely black. The words are paused.
So they're not, they haven't seen you. They don't even know who's
talking. No, they don't even know. Yes. We're throwing them in media res. I think I'm
But you're not in media res. You're nowhere yet.
Oh, well, quibble.
Okay.
These are great notes.
Sure.
We're going to take it.
Can
I continue the pitch?
Sorry, absolutely.
Can I continue the pitch, please?
Yeah. Shoot, I don't mean to nitpick.
So we did the thing. You think you've heard the real Chronicles
right.
of Narnia. And then Scritch, bet you're wondering how we got here. And then it goes, I'm Tumnus. It's not even Mr. Tumnus. It's Tumnus. And I'm played by an absolutely shredded, the guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You know what I'm talking about? The guy
Which
who plays
one?
Mac. Rob
oh,
McElhenney.
Okay, yeah,
He's,
all right,
I'm
yeah.
played by Rob McElhenney in this, right? I'm just shredded to shit.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
And we open on me balls deep in a dryad.
Okay. A dryad is a...
A tree spirit.
Okay.
Yes, classically.
Look like a tree, bark?
No, looks like a fucking hot-ass bitch.
Okay.
Just big tits,
okay.
fat ass.
I'm liking this.
We're going for a hard R with this. This is not your pastor's Chronicles
of Narnia. Now, here's the thing. We can't show... especially if it's sort of verging into a bestiary territory, we certainly can't show
like goat penetrate.
We can't. That's gonna be a problem
like,
with
that's
it.
That's a lot. Okay.
That's beyond
writing
our
writing it down. I'm
yeah.
putting it in my notes.
That'd be a different studio.
Oh, you were the right person. So balls deep, we'll talk
mm-hmm,
about it.
Sure.
And slowly we begin the story of me just knee deep in just montage after montage of orgies, fully showing these fully distended goat testicles.
Yeah.
From behind.
Okay. Just, I'm gonna stop you there. There does have to be some plot to the film. It certainly can't.
Oh, there's a plot.
Could you give me some idea of it's sort of like shame he's dealing with his
oh he's not ashamed at all he loves
oh
he
no,
loves
I,
the orgies right I'm a fawn we are mythology's fuck machines
no right
you
right
Do you understand? Okay, so like we have the orgies. The real conflict comes in when the first humans arrive in Narnia. This is where you're like, whoa, this is Chronicles of Narnia.
Sure, this
but
is, yeah.
They're all smoking hot adults, not teens.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a meet cute, and then it slowly becomes like a romantic sex comedy between me and one of the daughters of Eve.
Hmm.
You know? And it slowly like follows us on our like spiral of drugs and sex and violence. Like there are still battle scenes, but imagine like Game of Thrones.
I'm
like,
thinking
you know
of Game
saying?
Of Thrones.
Like a lot of
I'm picturing
and
watching
blood.
Game of Thrones instead of this. Here's a couple of notes.
Okay.
The first would be, unfortunately, I think you've written a porno. And
oh,
I don't know if we're necessarily the right studio for that. But on that note, we also are, we don't own the rights to Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. We are just like full on like the wrong person to be talking to.
What? Then I'll take my pitch elsewhere then. Mm-hmm. Are you interested? What if we called it Tumnus?
No, there's no way.
You're not going to work with me on this.
It's a hard no, unfortunately.
I think this is a porn, really.
I think this could be a great porn.
Do you want to have like an orgy now?
I've got something at like 6.
All right. I will go. I'm going now.
Oh, don't forget your little tiny umbrella.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, it is raining out. Wouldn't want to forget that. And these presents, do you want me to leave those?
We'll take the presents if you...
Yeah. Keep them as a gift. Remember Thanks. Me.
Yeah.
Remember, it's Tumnus.
Tumnus.
Tumnus with a T.
We'll call. We'll okay. be in touch. We'll All be right. in touch.
I'm going to leave. And here we go. Clip, 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 clip.
What's up, Survivor?
Love is like a coal fire. It makes the train... Go chew.
Youth Group Survivors Support Group.
Help me out. Make me sad.
Hi. I'm a Power Ranger.
Haley Williams owns my app.
Give me the scales of life and death.
Becca, no.
Becca.
Becca.
Becca, I want to believe.
Yeah.
What's up, Survivors?
That's a good one.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was
you
fun.
You liked it.
You liked it. You loved it, you shit pigs.
Yeah.
What's up, Survivors? I'm Dylan Davis, and I'm just a kindly old man in the country dodging the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with my co-host, Charlie Allen.
Purveyor of magical furniture.
Yeah. And you may notice that we're missing a voice. There might be a slight drop in audio quality this week because...
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you the fact that Becca's not here. Oh, shit, I did anyway. Becca's not here. Wasn't able to make it today, but
It's a busy time for all of us.
We are incredibly busy. that's something I realized on the way over here. I was like, oh, thank God I get to see my friend Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we've been so busy.
I know, yeah.
So it was nice to catch up and do the Goatman fucks improv scene.
Absolutely, yeah.
But what are we here to do today? We are here to announce like our summer series. I hope you're ready to go to camp because this summer camp reading series is going to be all about the Chrono what?
What?
Rules of Narnia.
Oh my God. It's man. A summer vacation That's in right. Narnia, and we're going to spend like 2 months worth of content on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to watch the Disney one. Yep. We're going to watch the BBC one. Mm-hmm.
We're going to read one book this year.
Yeah.
There are 7. We could make it through all 7, but... we're not going to
no,
do
I can,
that.
I can only read one book. Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie can only commit to reading
I only
one.
Know. Well, no, I only know how to read that one book.
You only know how to... Charlie learned how to read by only memorizing The Horse and His Boy, which is the book we will be reviewing.
Yeah, we're hitting the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe from BBC.
That one is going to be very special for me because that was the way I viewed Narnia.
Never seen the BBC one, so I'm excited about that.
Dude... Becca and I were telling Charlie on the chat, but I'm going to tell you in person again.
Yeah.
There is nothing quite like the acid trip that is the BBC Chronicles
the
of Narnia.
The thing that people told me as a kid was that the Mr. Beaver was a barrel.
Mr. Beaver kind of is a barrel because he's a dude in basically a foam cutout and like animal prosthetics.
Yeah.
That's one thing I really will talk about it in a review. But that is what we have coming up for you guys, and we're really excited to do it. This is the first time I've been so in. Normally, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I like hanging
out.
Well,
there's
and doing
a lot
the
of this show that can be torturous.
It
you
can.
Know, it's like, oh, we got to watch more of Kurt Cameron fucking crying and bitching like a loser.
And the world is so bleak.
Yeah.
And I get.
Right, it's bad.
Have,
yeah.
I only have a finite amount of days on this That's earth.
What, Tilly, this is no problem. We're going to Narnia, baby.
Are we?
We're going
Are
to Narnia. We're going to Narnia for
okay.
2 whole months.
Okay. And then,
two whole months.
And then a smile swept across my face, and I've become transported.
Think of the Dawn Treader, baby.
Ooh, a pirate ship with a dragon front.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That'll be the one I rave the most about, because I would say we're getting into it.
Yeah.
So today, Charlie and I are going to kind of recap our experience with Narnia.
Yeah.
Just so you know our background. We also have a letter from Becca detailing her experience with Narnia, her love of the world. Also, speaking of letters, real quick, this hasn't happened on the show in a while, so I'm excited.
Sure.
I got another Dee Dee letter.
Ooh.
And this one was particularly spicy.
Yeah.
I could hear Dee Dee yelling from his little basement computer chair.
Good. What's the gist?
The gist is about the holidays and lying. So see if you can guess from that what this letter might be about.
Wait, the holidays, like these lying. Past holidays?
All holidays and lying.
I don't know. He thinks it's a lie. I don't fucking know. I don't know what.
All right, here we go. So the letter, I think my wife threw it away probably to save my brain.
Yeah.
But the letter was about how the church is okay lying to people now, and they used to not be. They're so comfortable with it, they're lying to kids about a fat bunny that delivers chocolate eggs on Easter and about a fat man who delivers all presents on Christmas. So maybe the most tired argument all of evangelicalism ranted to you in a one-page letter.
It's like
that you get in the mail.
You know when they would find like old like Japanese guy who was like on an island and was like still fighting World War II in the 70s. It's like that for the culture war.
Well, I can tell his brain is starting to reset because I'm getting the greatest hits.
Yeah.
It wasn't originally the greatest hits, but we're now on stuff I haven't heard since I was 6, 7.
Yeah. I can't keep up with this new shit. Yeah. I'm not even gonna try. I'm just like,
they came out with
is this Marilyn Manson?
They came out with a fifth
you
album.
You know what, Dee Dee? You lived long enough to be right about Marilyn Manson.
You actually kind of were. That's great, one place where you were right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dee Dee's mad about Easter and Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Which is not surprising. He's normally kind of let us have holidays.
Yeah.
But in the past few years, he's just been like, Christmas is the worst. Just absolutely bah humbugging his way through the month of December.
What a bitch.
I know.
I think that there's nothing more, like, Christmas is a time that, like, even people who, like, hate each other are able to, like, see, or, like, are suicidally depressed are able to see some light in the world. And I think it's, like, a sign of total darkness that when you're just able to be like, well, fuck all of this. You know what I'm saying? That's why the Christmas Carol, like, hits. So it's, Christmas Carol is not about Christmas
all that much.
It's, like, ostensibly just, like, and it's a wonderful
play.
Life too is like the same sort of thing where it's like this is
happens at Christmas
but it
is not about Christmas
but right. Anyway as always
but also
like,
about
sorry
Christmas.
You suck and your life is terrible and you are nowhere near close to source
you miserable man
you're on the back orbits of the universe.
He's gonna be so shocked to meet God.
Let's hope so.
I know I will be.
Yeah.
And I think I'm right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know I'm wrong about something. Most things, I would say, spiritually.
I think it's going to be Dabda.
Dabda?
Meeting God, it's going to be... I'm going to go through some Dabda, for sure.
What's Dabda?
Like the 5 stages of grief.
Oh, yeah.
Denial.
Anger. What's B?
Bargaining. Despair.
Depression? Despair.
Yeah.
Close.
Same thing. Yeah. And then acceptance.
You can have some Dabda. I've never heard that. That's dope.
Okay. Cool. Oh, thank you.
I'm going to start using it.
Start telling everybody
so
who listens to this. Yeah. I invented
Charlie
Dabda.
Allen invented Dabda. Okay.
And in fact, when you say it, you should probably say Charlie Allen's Dabda.
Charlie Allen's Dabda.
When you like lose a friend or whatever, you should say, I'm experiencing Charlie Allen's Dabda right now.
And speaking of people whose work comes after their name, it's time to talk about our experience with C.S. Lewis's classic.
Yeah. That's good.
Right.
Should we start with Becca's letter?
Let's start with Becca's letter.
Yeah, because I want to hear from her.
All right, let me open it up real quick, and I can edit this out because that's the power.
I also want to thank on air Becca for watching our cats while Caroline and I were out of town.
Yeah.
Our cat. We have a cat, singular.
But she's gorgeous, listener. She's absolutely
incredible.
She's
in this room. You might hear some meows.
Yeah. I also want to shout out Becca, who just wrapped a production that she wrote at least a sixth of the plays for.
Yeah.
It's called New Buds, which is 30 plays in 60 minutes. And I got to tell you, Becca was so bold with some of her writing choices. She wrote a show about, like, needing, like, hating that she needs validation from being funny and being good at improv.
That's incredible.
And yeah. She did it in the space that caused her that anxiety.
Yeah, literally the exact... That yeah. is straight it's up so a magic strong. Spell. Yeah. And we'll get into this with our Narnia talk.
And we will. Speaking yeah. of magic, yeah, let's talk yeah. about the deep
let's
magic.
Let's do it. Let's talk.
Yeah. All right, so this comes from Becca. Thank you, Becca. My first brush with Narnia came in the third grade, as it comes for us all. Well, that's bold. With a required reading of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Oh, required to read it.
Mm.
That makes sense. Did she go to a Christian
yeah.
school too? Yeah, makes sense. It's been so long since we've talked about school.
Yeah.
It's time for a refresher. Okay. This was about 2 years before the Disney adaptation hit screens, so we were forced to eat dusty-ass Turkish delight that had probably been in my teacher's desk for a year and watch the fucking BBC adaptation without Tilda Swinton's sexy, bony shoulders. Nothing is She's less cool. surprising I'll tell you, than
well,
Becca
I listen. Hey.
I also...
Yeah, Tilda I mean, Swinton I think we're it. All going to be horny for Tilda Swinton as the White Witch, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Oh, I might be God. Horny for every White Witch. I don't care.
Honestly, most of the... Well, you haven't seen the BBC one. Yeah, okay. We sent you a screen grab, but the BBC White Witch.
I don't know.
I haven't looked. I'm sure I'll have quite a bit to say on that particular BBC adaptation. Mm-hmm. Many things that frightened and pissed me off. But my butt was in the seat when the Disney version hit theaters. I remember thinking it slayed. It was good.
It was really, really well done. Yeah, I remember like we watched all of them in theaters.
Yeah.
And by Don Treader, you're kind of like, I think this is probably where this ends. You know
There's
what I mean?
There's some interesting stuff about Don Treader too. Moving from Disney to Fox.
Oh, right, right.
And production troubles.
Yeah.
The director couldn't get what he wanted to do with it because yeah. it wasn't at Disney anymore. Budget dropped. Crazy.
Makes sense. Yeah. yeah.
And it shows.
Yeah.
Becca says, I rented the PS2 game from Blockbuster a few weekends and played it with my dad.
Great game.
Great.
By the people who did the Lego games.
Yes. And the mechanics are great.
Mm-hmm.
But we always had trouble getting past the first few levels when you're hiding from the housekeeper. You know, that and the bombing sequence are a little difficult.
Yeah. yeah.
Luckily, I still have the game in a timeless thin yellow paper sleeve from GameStop.
Mm.
Incredible, Becca. Yeah. You still have the game. The following year in fourth grade, I read The Horse and His Boy because I was big into horsey books.
There Listen, we go.
Play the greatest hits.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah.
Becca, gotta talk about horse.
Right.
Becca like horse?
Becca That's horse. Basically how we sold her on this month.
Yeah.
I mean, not
start
the month,
with the horse book.
Not the whole thing writ large, but we were like, listen, we might do a book report, but it's a book about a horse. It's so on brand. Like, we gotta...
It's yeah. absolutely... Yeah, yeah, it was the right call. Unfortunately, it sucked and was difficult to understand, and I skipped around the parts where the horse wasn't. It is to this day that I've only reading comprehension test I have ever failed.
Mm.
To get your AR points for that one. Going into fifth grade, I had to read The Magician's Nephew for summer reading. I discovered my dad's box set of all the Narnia books, but never ventured further than the cover of The Last Battle and the unicorn on it, obviously. Magician's Nephew is fairly mid. Interesting. Yeah, we'll talk about
it. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into it.
I think the Prince Caspian movie came out a year or so after this. Barely remember anything about that movie, but thought Ben Barnes was daddy as hell. He's an attractive
the
man.
The whole, I think
It was
that
a big thing in church.
I think that movie, yes, oh, absolutely.
The, man,
yeah.
church girls
yeah.
got horny for Ben Barnes.
Was like, oh my God.
He joined Legolas
have,
and Johnny Depp.
I could
Depp.
Have a biblical husband such as this.
Yeah, he joined Legolas and Jack Sparrow on the walls of many.
Jack Sparrow.
Those were every, like, youth group girl that I hung out with had life-size standing posters of Orlando Bloom as Legolas and
Legolas
Johnny Depp.
Makes sense to me because I think my my church, not to rank our church girls, but I think my church girls were more chaste than yours.
Oh, yeah, I can agree. Well, we were Nazarenes, so like we're hornier than most, but we're talking about like we would walk in, so my parents had this small group and this family, we would go hang out with them and they'd play card games and there was like 8 kids, but the small group added like another 15 people to their house.
Yeah.
It's just full.
Yeah.
And we would watch like Lord of the Rings, we would play card games and we'd eat like a bunch of food and we were all excited for Narnia, and I just remember like the cutout of freaking Orlando Bloom certainly. And Johnny Depp.
So the story with that Narnia is basically that Disney wanted to make a Harry Potter that Christians could go see.
Yeah, they wanted to get that that coveted conservative
right,
evangelical
there was like this whole
demographic.
Demographic that wasn't being catered to. And so they were like, okay, let's fucking right. swoop in, yeah. baby. C.S. Lewis. Good old C.S. Lewis.
They leaned in for two attempts.
Good old Charles Swami Lewis.
Yes. Yeah, it couldn't be something like Clive Staples. That would be too easy.
Cedric.
It is Clive Staples.
Is it really?
It's Clive Staples Lewis.
Cedric Slammer Lewis.
I could listen to about 10 more minutes of like, I love Charles Snidely Lewis. Charles Succulent and Charles Snidely Lewis.
I love him. Okay. These are old clones of him. Okay.
Becca says, didn't see the Dawn Treader movie.
Mm.
You didn't have to be disappointed by that, so you're yeah. good. And I think that's it. Sorry it's not very beautiful and sweeping, and maybe it's a hot take, but fuck Turkish Delight. Well, first of all, that letter was awesome.
I think generally what I've heard is negative things about Turkish Delight. People don't like
so
Turkish Delight.
So I love it.
I've tried it one time, and I thought it was pretty good. What, it's basically like caramel. It's like
yeah, well,
it's like
okay,
a licorice-y
now,
thing.
Turkish Delight is like this soft, gelatin-y, jelly-ish thing that's covered in powdered sugar.
Yeah.
And the original flavor, I think, is just like a sugary gelatin.
Okay.
But they made like different flavored ones.
I thought there was like nuts and stuff in
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So when I was in middle school, we did Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
And my giant ass was Aslan because of course
hell
I was.
Yeah, King.
But a girl's mom had ordered Turkish Delight.
Yeah.
From Turkey.
Hell
and
yeah.
had it flown over, and we ate it during rehearsal, and I remember thinking, this shit is amazing.
Yeah.
No one else I've ever met has liked it.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
I liked haggis, so I sympathize
okay,
with
cool.
you. And I liked
because haggis is a hard sell.
No, not at all. Not once you get it in front of you. Not
I'm sure it probably smells
it.
Incredible.
Oh my God.
But if you told someone, it's like, hey, you know stomachs, right? And you're like, oh yeah. What if we stuff that
you
shit?
You want to eat that,
you
yeah?
want to eat that? What if we made it like yeah. the tortilla shell for a shepherd's pie? What the fuck are you talking about? What?
Listen, you're an American. Yeah. You're a dumb bitch. No, even if you're a vegan, no matter what you're eating, you're yeah. eating some bad, nasty chemical shit.
That's
just
true.
Just eat a stomach. Who cares?
I will eat. Well, I can eat like tripe and stuff like that. I don't have yeah. like moral qualms with it. It's waste not.
Yeah.
You know, you're at least using another part of the animal that won't go to waste.
Yeah.
I'm okay to try it. I can't know it's awful.
Yeah.
You know, because once I know it's not awful, but awful being O-F-F-A-L.
Yeah.
Because I'm fine with that. I can't really know.
Yeah.
You serve it to me. It smells good. It tastes good.
It's good. It's yeah. good.
Much like the Chronicles of Narnia, which I devoured quite.
Sure.
Look at
these are. I don't know. I think
game.
They're getting sweatier, Dilly. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
No peaks behind the kimono
sorry,
today.
Sorry. That's on me.
No. You can offer notes.
Speaking of peaks behind the kimono.
Whoa.
C.S. Lewis. Showed his dick to a fawn.
I see, if that's what I'm doing, I see how it might be sweaty.
No, I'm making it worse. I'm definitely making it worse.
No, you're heightening.
So what's your Narnia experience?
Well, I have talked at length on this show about the things I was not allowed to do.
Sure.
It's been a highlight of many episodes to be like, could you do that? No. Haha, great, moving on.
You're right. It's a fun game. We
love
it.
It's a fun game. It's a good recurring bit.
Yeah.
This was one of the things that I could do, so I ate it up.
Yeah.
I remember I would check out... I was the only person in elementary school allowed to check out more than, like, 3 books.
Why?
So the librarian was my dad's best friend's mom, and then she also knew that if she gave me a short enough book, I'd be back the next day.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would do. I would just go check out every book that I could, read it, return it, get a new one.
Yeah.
So I think I was like, I might have been in 3rd grade, but I got The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. My dad was excited. He's like, oh, you'll love it.
Yeah.
You're my weird nerd.
Right.
You'll love it. And I remember being swept away immediately. I was like, this is cool. I read it in one day. And I was hooked. And I was like, man, that was a good book. I took it back. Miss Cornell, the librarian, said, you know there's 6 more of those?
Yeah. It's like, what
I
the
slapped my hand out and I said, pray tell, what the
kidding?
Fuck are you talking about? Yea, verily, to the books
are
go
they
I.
good?
Are they?
Sort of.
But they're weird.
I remember getting to Prince Caspian, and I was like, oh no, this is after the first one? Narnia's in peril? Because Prince Caspian doesn't start with the R world. It starts in Narnia. It starts in Media Res for another story. And I fucking loved that.
Yeah.
And I went back, and it wasn't until I got done with the series, I was like, what happened there at the end, huh?
What was going on there?
Those last three books are still a struggle for me, but I think
the last three, are you counting
Magician? The last three in written order would be Horse and His Boy, Magician's Nephew, and Last Battle.
Yeah.
And I think they are, in my opinion, the weakest of the series.
Yeah, certainly.
Oh my God. I can't wait to talk about... This is how excited... You hear it in my voice. This is so fun for me. Silver Chair might be my favorite, and it is ostensibly... at some point, Mr. Staples Lewis, Mr. Clive, got really obsessed with Caspian as a character and just decided that we needed to see a lot of generations of that guy.
It's sort of like his Aragorn.
Yes. Okay, that is kind of what Caspian becomes.
Yeah.
And by Silver Chair, we're at his son, Rillian, which is a great name.
Yeah.
What a great name.
Rillian. You can Rillian steal
that. Disappears. Yeah, I might. Yeah. It might be my new name.
Yeah.
But gets stolen away. Rillian gets stolen away. And we get to Narnia with maybe one of the... Other than Edmund, Eustace Scrub. He might be the other coolest Narnia character, another redeemed kid.
Way more interesting. Him. Yeah, that kid's everywhere now, too.
Yeah, he's fucking Adam Warlock now. He's Meet the Millers. Forget his name, but yeah, he's everywhere. I can't stop talking about it. I love the mythology, which is a mishmash of every other mythology and fairy tale. But it is harmless fairy tale fantasy storytelling.
I think he's playing with some interesting stuff. And I think that C.S. Lewis almost gets the closest to Christian mysticism.
Yes.
Of any of those intellectuals of this era.
That style and era of writer. He's the closest to touching the source in a hippie-ish way for that time.
Yeah, he's like, oh, there's a lot of ideas around the world, and there's an all
it's all
force,
pointing to
but
the
it's
truth.
Yahweh. Exactly. He always sort of has to double back, but he plays with a lot of things. Do you mind if I start?
Go ahead, jump on in.
Okay.
The last thing I'll say, and we'll probably talk about this a lot, is I also understand for any of the listeners who are like, what about his weird racial stuff? Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
But the thing, it doesn't excuse it. The guy was writing during and after World War II.
Well, this is my main problem with him. I think that ultimately, he gets close to something really interesting often, and then can only ever go
kind of get scared of it.
But this reifies white British people have to be the head of the world. You know what I mean?
He's still kind of nationally prideful and patriotic, which reads in the way he talks about these European kids colonizing a fantasy world.
Why the crypto fascists that raised me, not literally my parents, but the people who were around them, love Narnia because there's a lot to be person is right. Yeah.
See, the Europeans colonized this barbaric world full of talking animals.
Yeah, exactly.
And now they...
You're welcome.
And now their world is better because they have a system of currency.
Yeah.
Do you understand why that's great? That now they have money that we can take.
That they work for.
Their natural resources for.
We kill them.
And Jesus said it's okay.
He's a big lion.
He's a big huggable lion. See, we... I can't believe that rant came from me and not Charlie.
We'll get there.
I haven't had my Charlie time. We'll get there now with your experience. One was good.
Yes.
I think... All right.
A plus. I think the first, Narnia experience I had was they had, little baby books that were the kids' meals at Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Do you remember these?
Yes.
And,
oh, yeah. Did Chick-fil-A get the toys for this?
Toys, in quotes. Chick-fil-A's toys are always, educational or whatever. Yeah.
So bad.
But they were... included, and so they always smelled like fries and stuff. Now I'm kind of fucking hungry for Chick-fil-A, but
it's the worst day to be hungry for Chick-fil-A too.
Oh yeah, that's true.
We're recording on a Sunday, Sunday as usual.
In Pride Month.
Yeah, are you trying to kill
me? Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
But they, like, had, you know, fucking every little book. But it was weird because sometimes you would get The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, yeah. And sometimes you would get, like, The Silver Chair. And yeah. You'd be like, I don't know who any of these people are.
If you read them out of order, yeah. It makes no sense.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
But then later on, I became introduced to, like, what Narnia is. Both of y'all have way more knowledge about, you've read way more of the books than I have. I've read commentaries. Yeah, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yes. And then I've seen both the Disney movies, haven't seen the BBC one. So, like, and I know sort of generally where it goes or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then also...
Yeah, it goes all the way to Revelations. Like, yeah. You can sort of read these chronologically in a way that fits a biblical narrative.
I tried to read The Magician's Nephew.
Oh, it's so boring.
It's a weird way to start. Yeah,
I do like the sort of creation
and death yeah. myths. I think those are cool. So
yeah, those are great.
But I don't know. I am excited to sort of get more into. Although the stuff that we're doing for the most part is like, I've never read Horses Boy, and I've never seen the BBC.
Yeah.
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So those are two like brand new experiences for me. I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
You'll enjoy. I think the BBC ones are good, bad movies.
But this is an obvious thing that I've sort of been glossing over. I was in Narnia also.
You were in Narnia?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I was just a fawn.
You were a fawn?
But it was like one of the worst productions that I was ever a part of.
It's not a good adaptation.
Well, I did a musical.
Oh, you did a musical?
I got a DVD.
My guy. No way.
Yeah, we can watch it if you want to.
I would love to.
And then my friends were in that same musical later on, and yeah. It's, if you can believe it, it still sucked.
I totally. My
friends play like Tumnus and Mr. Beaver and shit, so.
Oh my god, the kid we had playing a centaur
yeah.
had a big paper mache horse back half that didn't move, and one night it broke off of him, and he just dragged half a horse.
You gotta stay in character.
He did. He did. He just dragged it off, and on the way out, I heard him go, "Nay."
No, dude. I mean, the big thing with Narnia when we did the production was that there was a battle in it. And yeah. All the boys were obsessed with, like, oh my god, I can't wait to do
my sword moves.
Think I'm doing the most basic combat.
The easiest left, right, overhead block.
Exactly. That is exactly what we all did. And it was like two music and stuff.
Did you guys ever. Slightly diverged. Did you guys ever try to learn the choreography to the last lightsaber fight in Revenge of the Sith?
No.
That was a big thing in our church, is we learned at... We got up to full... We had these...
My church would have bullied y'all.
We had these fake lightsabers, and we would rehearse segments of it until we were going full speed.
I mean, movie speed. I would have been into that.
Of course, but you couldn't pretend to. Exactly. Where you went, you couldn't pretend to, they just shoved you in a locker.
I was always into, like, knowing about Star Wars
yes.
and being like, well, if you need to know anything. And because it was like, so it is still like a ubiquitous cultural yeah. product or whatever.
Yeah, it's Star Wars is huge yeah. no matter what circle you run yeah. in. But yeah, we were the ones at church, like, we were all the same kind of nerd.
Nice.
We were Dune nerds at our church. Dune nerds. That is impressive.
To be a Dune
libertarian
nerd.
Ecologist's yeah. fever dream. We yeah. were obsessed with.
Yeah. a whole community of hormonal teenage
just
boys.
Just horny.
Yeah.
And girls, just so
yeah,
horny.
Yeah, who are obsessed with Dune. And they're like, I could mold you. Oh, you could be my child soldier.
You could be my freeman. I, your Muad'Dib. Yeah. Trying to get a bunch of boys to stop yelling Muad'Dib in a worship service.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure they're practicing Islam here.
He has the Kwisatz hat rack.
I don't know what this is, but it bears a striking resemblance to Islam. Muad'Dib, Muad'Dib.
I remember
don't do that.
James Bond swept through my church.
Yeah.
And all the boys.
James Bond?
Oh, yeah. And all the boys just started fighting. Like on the playgrounds, just being like,
just like fist fighting.
I mean, it turned into like, I shot you, you're not going down. Like, I'm going to fucking take you down. Because it was like the Daniel Craig era. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, it was like, the Mean Twins saw, I think like.
Was it Skyfall?
Probably Casino Royale. Okay. Skyfall came out when
you were in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Skyfall.
No, but I was in high school for Skyfall, but we were too old to be like playing on a playground.
Right.
And I want to say Casino Royale was like right in the midst of like us being in middle school.
I would say so like 6th, 7th grade.
People
for
just
you,
like yeah. elbow dropping people off.
Yeah, just jumping off the tallest slide. Yeah. Trying to do parkour like Daniel Craig did. Not a lot of parkour in Narnia though.
That's true.
That's mostly straightforward.
Oh, I wanted to say I think you would probably make a great Aslan. I'd like to see you play Aslan today.
I would have fun doing it today because I would change it completely because I ripped off the BBC version, which I'll give you a taste.
Yeah.
Aslan speaks in this very breathy voice. Similar to the audiobook Aslan.
I've listened to the audiobooks too.
But he talks like this.
Love it.
Yes. Let me show you. And then he would breathe on people. And the breathing in the BBC one is this big puppet lion. And he goes,
ah. Ew.
And it's so slow.
Yeah.
It's not Liam Neeson's Aslan.
Liam's Neeson. Yeah, I think he's great casting for Aslan too.
He honestly, his voice is right when I heard it.
Yeah, I'm a big Edmund Aslan. Stan. Obviously,
Edmund, I think is the most really well-rounded of C.S. Lewis's heroes.
Yeah, I wanted to be Edmund.
Much time with him.
I was too young.
Yeah,
yeah.
We get the most time with.
Yeah.
Or not Edmund, Eustace we get the most time with.
Yeah, he really develops over. He's kind of like Usopp.
He gets two or three books. Yeah, he is. He gets two or three books to kind of figure his shit out.
He starts out like a clown, and then he kind of like becomes heroic at the end.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Man, Usopp. Did you see that live-action One Piece trailer?
Did I ever?
It's interesting.
I'm not opposed.
Mad. Yeah, I'm
going to watch it. I was going to watch it pretty much no matter what.
Me too.
But
whether it's good or bad.
I like all the casting choices.
Casting's pretty good.
They've thrown a shit ton of money at it.
It looks good.
Yeah. Well,
for a Netflix film?
Okay, so, I mean, this is on topic, actually, because the anime adaptation is the modern-day YA novel adaptation. Like, that's what they're... I think it just gets a ton of viewers and especially young people. And they've seen all these things.
Yeah.
And but there's still an element of like, oh my God, I would love to see it like fully realized in like live action. Even though there's so
many
things.
It is the most cartoonish.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same with the Disney live action things that they're doing. Like you think you want a quote unquote live action Lion King up until you see a live action Lion King, you're like, this
is the
most boring shit in the world.
It's hollow and haunting at the same time. Yeah.
But sometimes it really works.
Yeah.
And like, I think the live action Jungle Book is phenomenal.
Did Jon Favreau do that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he did great.
Yeah.
And the
but
casting
he also
was
did
good.
The Lion King.
He did.
Yeah.
He did?
Yes.
Weird. Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah.
I feel like Lion King was rushed. I feel like most things now are rushed.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Jungle Book was or not, but
Jungle Book was in this weird place where it was like, there's a bright future for it. Maybe we can do this. Favreau's like had our back for the MCU, so like let's just like give this to him.
Like Walken as King Louie.
Yep, which is great. It's kind of
creepy.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Bill Murray as Baloo is perfect.
Yeah.
What's his name? Ben
Kingsley.
Yeah, as Bagheera.
Great. Is it Ben Kingsley?
I thought Ben Kingsley was Bagheera, the leopard.
I don't know. Idris Elba's in it. I'm
Panther.
Pretty sure. Oh, I'm pretty sure Idris Elba is Shang-Chi. No, what's the
name? Shere Khan.
Shere Khan.
Yeah, the that's good.
I did this show too.
Yeah, you did Jungle Book?
It was an off-brand Jungle Book. Listen,
who are you?
I would love to do like a whole month where we just like watch my musicals and then
I would
talk
love
about
it. Review
it's
your
Christian.
Musicals?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
I was like, they split King Louie into three monkeys and I was one of the three monkeys.
Oh, cool.
They were called Orr, Rang, and Tang.
All right, so Narnia.
I was Orr.
Just back on. Let's leave that one to die.
Yoy. But I remember part of being in the Narnia musical was like, I remember everybody like trying really hard to make themselves cry for Field of Flowers was the song that we sang over Aslan's death. I'm talking about it like you know the musical.
Only the straight play
version. I long for everybody to look up this Narnia musical because it's insane. And
it's crazy that it is a musical.
Can I sing you the best line from it?
Go ahead.
It goes, feel as larky as a skylark larking in the sky. Lucky lark that feels as good as I.
What? Larky as a skylark.
Yeah. That's Tonus after he gets unfrozen as a statue.
Oh, that's his, like, I'm back, baby!
Yeah, exactly. He does, like, a little heel click or whatever.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, kind of like Anything Goes-y vibe I got from it.
A little bit. I'm trying to remember what the... Oh. That whole song is, like, Aslan being like, cover your ears, I think I'm gonna roar. Roar. And that's like him waking people back up.
That's bananas.
I know, yeah, we might have to watch this.
We might have to. Yeah. Oh my god, the internal politics of doing our version of Narnia in middle school.
Yeah.
The crushes, the would they, won't they,
sure. And the cast. Between the siblings.
Between the yes, between the siblings and the White Witch. Yeah.
Ooh!
Isn't that crazy? Oh, yeah. The drama.
Oh my god.
The drama.
The White Witch is the meatiest role.
I think it's the best.
Yeah. And Edmund.
Edmund and the White Witch probably have the meatiest amount of things to do and chew on scenery-wise. Yeah. Aslan could, if Aslan were played by someone charismatic.
Yeah.
Because you could really kind of chew scenery, telling the White Witch off.
For sure.
Leading troops into battle. All those things.
Sacrificing yourself.
Yes. You can get some really good emotional beats.
I just watched Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
And I think that dude would be a great Aslan.
Yeah.
Great singing voice, too. Because he's like a high, like,
oh, cool.
Mezzo tenor or whatever. Yeah.
I love it. Rock and vocals.
Doing that.
He does like a full
I
poison
think Steven
scream.
Tyler could be a great rock Aslan.
He kind of looks like it.
Yeah, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, those locks.
Yeah. Who would you, if we're making like a musical of Narnia.
Okay. Gerard Way as Edmund.
Ooh, I fuck with that, isn't that very fun? Much.
Oh
yes.
My god. Yeah. Okay. So, Susan, who is my least favorite Pevensey sibling.
Yeah.
Susan would be played by Amy Lee, lead singer of Evanescence.
Oh, see, I was gonna step in for Becca and say it should be Haley.
Haley as Susan?
Yeah.
No, if I make Haley anyone, it should be Lucy because we love Lucy.
Is Haley Williams older than Gerard Way? I think she is.
She might be. They might be contemporaries.
Yeah, that seems about right. Yeah.
We can look it up.
Yeah.
I'll find out. Yeah, all right.
Why not? Yeah. I think Tumnus should be like a kind of folksy guy. Tumnus should be like Marcus Mumford.
I love that.
Thank
you. I personally really love that.
Thank you.
Because I love Marcus Mumford.
Yeah.
I think he's a great artist.
Can't you just see like a...
Okay, Gerard Way is 46.
Okay.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, he's very old to be playing a teenager, but it's whatever.
Who 34. She's younger.
Okay, let's do it. Then make her Lucy.
Haley as Lucy makes perfect sense to me. She's got this like tiny, spunky.
So Susan's got to be like sort of an 80s, 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Firecracker. Courtney Love.
A Courtney Love type?
Yeah.
Courtney Love would work with like a Pat Benatar or like.
Yeah.
Who's saying Barracuda? Was that Heart? Yeah, the lead singer of Heart would be interesting. Yeah. But I hate Susan.
Yeah, you don't want to
Susan
DM everybody
sucks.
That.
I don't want to give somebody I hate, like, a good actor.
Baby, would you like to weigh in on Narnia? Do you have any Narnia thoughts?
You got any Narnia facts?
No, you're not a fan?
I like Narnia.
Yeah.
But I don't have any thoughts.
Mm.
No thoughts.
Do you like the movie?
Yeah.
Nice.
I really liked Prince Caspian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Did you? Did you now?
Yeah. That's annoying.
See, okay, so I can get back to a point
here.
And maybe after this, I'm pretty much
done.
We'll
be good.
I like the Don Treader movie. I think it's good. I think it's whimsical.
Yeah, it's a decent movie.
And I would have liked to see them get into more of the sort of like... Because he gets into, like, weird Christian psychedelia.
Yes.
Have you ever read Paralandra?
Oh, his sci-fi stuff?
Yeah.
I need to read it. I haven't. Yeah. I've put it off.
Kitty, what about you? Would you like to weigh in on Narnia?
Nico, what do you think?
Meow.
Oh, wow. Two voices, huh? Are you possessed? damn. Crazy, Nico. Nico is Charlie and Caroline's wonderful cat. Mm-hmm. She got thick little stubby legs, and I love them. It's mostly because she's floofy.
Clip her nail.
She's gonna freak out. So you will hear some squealing.
So that's it for us. Yeah. That's our experience with Narnia. We're excited to bring in this content over the next couple of months. It's probably the most excited I've been to do the show.
We're
in a while.
Baby. Yeah. I'm excited to do stuff like this and just take on like weird projects.
Oh, my ass.
Give me the scales of life and death.
Becca, no.
Becca.
Becca, I want to believe.
Yeah.
Welcome, Becca.